Testing, testing.
Welcome to Testing, Testing, your go-to podcast for decoding the complex and sometimes ridiculous world of enterprise tech. I'm Max and I've got Alex and Mike, aka Mr. UAT, with me today to answer a juicy question. What happens when your ERP system develops a brain?
And no, it's not plotting world domination. It's helping you close budgets faster and automate workflows like a champ.
Until your testing team realizes they've been thrown into a digital escape room.
Today, we're unpacking Infor's Gen AI upgrades. These aren't just cosmetic changes. They're flipping the ERP testing landscape on its head. So buckle up.
So let's start with the good stuff. Gen AI is deeply integrated into Infor's Cloud Suite. It's not some bolted-on chatbot. It's generating budget insights, product descriptions, and automating entire workflows on the fly.
And those insights are faster than finance asking, why did we overspend last quarter? Seriously, alerts pop up before the mistake happens.
Which sounds magical, until you realize this magic is rewriting how users interact with ERP altogether.
Right. Suddenly, it's not just about structured fields and rigid interfaces. You've got conversational AI helping procurement teams. You've got dynamic pricing suggestions from machine learning algorithms. It's agile, adaptive, and let's face it, unpredictable.
Unpredictable is the key word. When AI generates a description for a new product line, it's not guaranteed to match brand tone, legal requirements, or common sense.
So it's like having an intern who's brilliant but needs close supervision.
Exactly. And supervision means testing.
Alex, this is where things get spicy. What does Gen AI mean for the folks managing testing?
It means you're suddenly testing things that don't behave like code anymore. You're testing interpretation. AI doesn't misfire with bugs. It drifts with nuance.
How do you even capture that in a test case? If your AI assistant gives different answers based on phrasing, now you're testing scenarios and psychology.
Not to mention context. A request like show Q2 budget risks sounds simple. But does Gen AI flag everything relevant? Is it filtering correctly? Is it hallucinating?
Hallucinating AI in your ERP system. That's comforting.
And that's just one layer. There's tone, bias, legal risk. It's not just does it work, it's does it work responsibly.
You basically need a QA analyst with a philosophy degree.
I mean, what worked before won't cut it anymore. Automated regression tests can't evaluate tone or intent. You need hybrid testing, manual insight combined with agile automation.
Exactly. Think of automation as your sniffer dog. It catches the obvious stuff. But manual testing, that's your detective. It sees what the dog missed.
And what about speed? Gen AI absolutely evolves fast.
That's the biggest hurdle. Your testing tools need to keep up with a constantly changing interface and behavior.
Static scripts are dead. You need tools that can adapt, capture test cases in real time, validate content, and pivot fast when Gen AI updates its model.
And let's talk UAT. If your process still involves emailing reminders for spreadsheet checkboxes,
you're in trouble. Gen AI can generate 5 interface variations in a week. If your UAT is slow, you'll miss it all.
Platforms like Original Software are bridging that gap. You get change tracking, fast manual validation, and automation that doesn't crumble on day 2.
Sounds like the ERP testing team needs a toolkit upgrade and a mindset shift.
So what's the big picture? Gen AI isn't just a shiny toy. It's changing enterprise tech. But with great power comes great testing responsibility.
You need people who get AI, not just UI, because Gen AI isn't predictable, it's clever. And clever software causes clever bugs.
So if you're leading an ERP team, this isn't just another rollout. It's a strategic inflection point.
Exactly. Embrace it, test it properly, and reap the rewards.
Or ignore it and discover your ERP now speaks 5 languages but can't process a refund.
Before we wrap, let's take a step back and look ahead. Because Gen AI and ERP isn't a blip, it's a trajectory.
Absolutely. We're entering a phase where AI will start anticipating decisions, not just supporting them. And the organizations that build robust testing frameworks now will be miles ahead tomorrow.
Honestly, I see this as a shift from reactive QA to proactive governance. You're not just catching issues, you're shaping outcomes.
Which puts testing teams right in the strategy room. This isn't back office anymore, it's front and center.
ERP used to be about efficiency, now it's about intelligence, and that intelligence needs boundaries, context, and responsibility.
Especially if your system starts recommending ways to cut costs by downsizing your lunch breaks.
So what's the takeaway? Testing isn't just about making Gen AI safe, it's about making it successful.
And sustainable, because smart tech without thoughtful oversight, that's chaos on autopilot.
Rethink your testing stack, train your team, and for the love of sanity, ditch the spreadsheets.
Now that's a call to action. Thanks again for tuning in to Testing Testing. We'll see you next time when your system's even smarter and hopefully your testing strategy is too.
Testing Testing.
See you then.
Thanks and bye.